So the other morning, I get on my old man hike in the morning, I gave myself a, well, I gave my phone a 3,400 step head start over the Fitbit. I left the Fitbit behind accidentally, left it in the bathroom. And I got back because it was a real short little hike, and picked up the Fitbit, went about the rest of my day. And you know what? In the course of the day, of course, you get like 3,600 steps for just blowing your nose with the Fitbit. But by the end of the day, after all was said and done, after working, my phone barely won by 500 steps. That fucking Fitbit almost caught my phone. It's an AI foot raise, bitch. So at this moment, there's a dude, there's an Italian dude named Lorenzo Baron. And he just got done trekking perpendicular across Iceland. It took him, he just got done, he did it, and he was out there for like 23 days? Is that what he was saying? What's this fool talking about? Lorenzo Baron! Where are you at, Lorenzo? Search. Lorenzo Baron. There he is. So he said, oh, day 23, yeah. This experience has come to an end. So this fool is, well, this is the same guy that I was watching his route on Instagram. As he started, where did he went from, was it the southern tip of South Africa across from south to north up through like the Sudan, Tanzania, Kenya, parts of just some fucking fucked up places on his bike. So this Italian, this kooky Italian dude, he's habituated this type of behavior from the get-go. Like, there's always kind of like those guys, you know, they're like a little, I was trying to explain this to the charge nurse up in Placerville, and she was asking me about one of the other couriers. This guy, his name is Steve, and he doesn't say much. He's an older guy, he's kind of strange, he kind of blasts his music in it. He's got a little hatchback Versa. He doesn't say anything to anybody, and all the nurses kind of are freaked out by a little. They all ask me about this. What's up with this guy, Steve? He doesn't say anything. And I go, yeah, he's probably half a bubble off plum. You know, they're like, huh? Like, what? What is that? I go, you know, like when you got a level, a little water level, and then you got the two little lines, and then the bubble has to be in between the lines for it to be level. But if the bubble split, you know, between the lines, you're half a bubble off plumb. Like, if you're in the middle of those lines, you're plumb, you're level. That's what that means, to be level, to be plumb. You know, like a plumb, P-L-U-M-B. And so homeboy's just, he's about a half level, half a bubble off plumb, you know. He's a little off center. You know, he's a little cuckoo. He's a little off, but fuck it, you know? And she thought that was the craziest thing ever, but that's what this guy, Lorenzo Baron, that's what, there's just people that are just kind of like, they are listening to a different orchestra in their heads, you know? So fuck it. So he took off from, the idea was that he was going to go from the southern tip of Africa up through the eastern portion of Africa on bike with a tent and then cross through Egypt into the Middle East, up through like into Mongolia, and then across like Kazakhstan, Russia, and then the fucking war broke out and he was stopped in his tracks somewhere near the Russian border, you know. And so he's still, I mean, shit, he made it quite possibly the furthest land trek that could be conceived. I don't think there's any, unless maybe the Pan American Highway is long. I don't know which is longer. Because the Pan American Highway goes from like the top of Alaska up by the Arctic Circle somewhere. Comes down through Alaska, through Canada, cuts through the Continental Divide into Mexico, down through Central America, through the Darien Gap, which is a gnarly, gnarly stretch of humanity and territory. The fucking Darien Gap is kind of the mushy little land bridge between like Panama and South America, but it's kind of interspersed with cartel, drug runners, gun runners, immigrants fleeing on foot, trying to survive, and then some just gnarly wildlife, deadly kind of rainforesty, swamp-like settings that people have traversed. I mean, I've listened to adventure podcasts where people have driven their vehicles through there. It's a lot of slush and dirt roads and mush. But it's, you gotta, you know, you probably gotta know what you're doing if you are gonna do any kind of, not straight off road, 4x4 and type stuff, but like without, just off, like no road. Not off roading, but just no road, right? And so you gotta, you know, that's a really wild, wild stretch, but that's, and that's only like part of the way. Then you get into you come out in Colombia, and then from there at the Pan American Highway, I believe it skirts through the western side of South America, down through Peru, into Patagonia, southern Chile, right? So this route that homeboy took, Lorenzo Barron, God, it was a long stretch. I don't remember the total miles, but he was going to end up in Yakutsk, which is in Siberia, I believe. And it's recorded the coldest day ever on record, minus 71 degrees, which is fucking just, you know, it's like where you can go outside with your warm coffee and throw it in the air and it just comes back in your face as like snow, like, you know, black snow. Like, it's fucking just insane. That's where he was going to end up, but he didn't make it because of the war. So, but now this fool is, he went from what looked to be like the southwestern end of Iceland and traversed it perpendicular to the northeastern portion. And now keep in mind, you're way the way fuck up there in the north. And so homeboy he was just pulling a sled this time, but just going through what looks like, God, like waist deep snow the whole way, like the entire way. So he must have had a satellite phone He was posting periodically, but he would be like snowed in every night. He would have to dig out for his tent, and just survive. Like, I don't know what wildlife is up there. I don't think they've got polar bears. I mean, maybe it's just so, it's like his last name. It's Baron, man. It's Baron. It's Baron with a capital B, like with a capital Baro. Like, Jesus, dude. Like, if you went into a crevice, man, and you went off a cliff, that's a wrap, dog. Good night. Like, they ain't finding you, you know? I mean, maybe, but are they going to go to some expense, some kind of, you know, expensive type of rescue effort? Maybe. I don't know. It's Iceland, man. Who knows? These people eat fermented shark. You know? So when I think about this dude, I think about now my Mount Whitney expedition that I got coming up in May on Cinco de Mayo. And my buddy Mike called me Monday. Was it Monday? Yeah. No. Tuesday? Anyway, he's like, yeah, it was Tuesday. He goes, bro. He goes, I don't know about this. Like, because we've had, like, here I am. I'm, you know, it's raining again. It's raining again. Na 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 na. And so I'm out here hiking, running, doing my morning hike, you know, and it's like, and it's one of those fucking annoying fucking drizzles. It's like, it's not the rain that is annoying and somewhat frustrating. It's the fucking, the lack of just decisiveness with the weather. Like, it's trying to rain, it's almost raining. So I got my rain gear on. So I've added an extra layer. And but it's like, I don't necessarily need it. It's just good to have. But I got it on. And it's just these timid little drizzles, just like, fucking let's go. Like, are you gonna rain or not? Are you gonna rain? Because I'm ready. I can rain. I can handle it. Just fucking make up your mind. Like, Emil, you know, should I shed some of these layers and just fucking muscle it out? I don't give a fuck. Just make up your fucking mind with the weather. And but I'm thinking about, you know, this is good. Well, first of all, it's good adversity training of sorts, you know, just kind of dealing with inclement situations. Okay, so I'm preparing myself. So I'm thinking to myself, even if it was like pissing down rain, just pissing down like rain, like, this is the test. This is the, you know, if I got an issue with this, there's an Italian motherfucker crossing Iceland right now in the winter. So 23 days ago would have been the 6th. Yeah. Like, in winter. In, like, one of the northernmost places on the planet. He's pulling a fucking sled in waist-deep snow. Just going... I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's... Stuff like that is fascinating. It's... It's not really... It doesn't make you think of stability, like mental stability. Like, this is definitely a fucking isolation challenge. It's a challenge mentally, physically, but there's other dimensions to this, right? So as I'm as I'm out on the high, on the trail there, like, there's no question that I'm going out. It's just a matter of how much self-imposed adversity can I administer myself, which I could go, I could just go out in a t-shirt and shorts. God, maybe I'll do that. I don't know. But I can't have any sympathy for myself because there's a motherfucker out there crossing Iceland on foot. Like, if there was no snow on ice, if it was just dry trails across Iceland, that would be a feat in itself. Just that hike, just crossing Iceland. I mean, how many miles is that? It's fucking, is it 500 miles, 600 miles perpendicular? It's not a big country. It's an island country. It's fairly small. Maybe point to point at the right spots within the right kind of enclave or, alcoves, you shorten your overall mileage, you optimize the length, in a reverse kind of fashion, you know what I'm saying? You don't go longest point to longest point, you go shortest point to shortest point. It's still technically crossing Iceland, and that's probably what he had envisioned, right? So I have little to no sympathy for myself going out and facing any inclement weather. If this motherfucker can do it. So my buddy Mike's, he's sending me videos of Mount Whitney. Cool. I've been watching, been boning up on all that shit. And by all accounts, it looks like, they're not going to shut it down. You're not going to shut down a mountain. You can't shut it down. It's not a matter of whether I'm going or not. It's a matter of how far am I going to go, right? Because hypothetically now, we're inundated with this. We've just been inundated with weather. It's like some El Nino shit, right? Kind of. Borderline, El Nino type capacity here for precipitation. The creeks are always swollen. The reservoirs are full. So all that now is there's going to be a residual effect that's going to take place in the mountains of California, the Sierra Nevadas, Mount Whitney, in your face, in your butt. And so we're going to get there, and there's going to be about 800 inches of snow. Now, between now and then, in the 5 weeks, roughly, between now and then, what's going to happen to that snow? Are we going into a warming period where it's going to reduce some of that, or is it just going to turn into a hard candy shell, like the magic shell, like that fucking chocolate shell that you just, oh, this stuff's so good. Fuck, it's good. You know what I'm talking about. But, it would be too hard to attack with, like, snowshoes, like the tennis racket type snowshoes. So are we going to get crampons? Are we going to get, you're talking 22 miles round trip. It's really not that long in the scheme of things. It's just elevation and elements. And that's where we're at with all this shit. So my buddy Mike calls me up on Tuesday. He's like, bro. Yeah, I don't know, bro. A lot of bros. Like, bro. And he's a big dude, he takes up a lot of zip code. So I've told, man, I might be riding your ass down the mountain, dude, if you fucking give up on me, dude. And so I don't know. He's got to go to Michigan. First, he's got to go to Michigan at the, I think the last day of April his daughter's graduating, or not graduating, finishing her first semester of school out there, first year of school. And so he's got to go retrieve her. He's going to fly to Michigan and then drive back because she's transferring school. So he's got to he's basically got to retrieve all of her belongings and bring them with. So he can't just fly out and fly back, right? He's got to drive. So he's got to drive from Michigan to Southern California. And he's got to do it in like 3 days or something like that. Some crazy. The idea is to do it in 3 days. Or if he was by himself, he said he'd just do it in a straight shot. Like, you know, I don't know. You can be dumb. My dad used to do stuff like when we were building houses in Denver, he'd go back and forth. But now keep in mind, that's only a 24-hour drive. Really, well, only, I say only, but that's no picnic either, because you're, so from Denver, you'd shoot up the 25 to Cheyenne, Wyoming, and then cut across, you pick up the 80, and then ride the southern portion of Wyoming into Salt Lake City, or Utah. Cut through Salt Lake City, across Bonneville Salt Flats into Nevada, through Wendover, and then into Reno, and home to Sac, and Bob's your uncle, and everything's cool. But now, homeboy, our buddy Mike here, he's got to go Michigan to... So he's flying into Chicago. From Chicago, it's like 3 hours to Michigan. But when he drives back, he's going to go through like Indiana, I think he said. Indiana to Nebraska, which he said was just... Hey, say what you want about Nebraska, but fuck Nebraska. You know, it's a lot of corn, baby. It's a lot of driving and a lot of corn. Just staring at corn, you know? And from Nebraska to, is it Kansas? I don't know. Those Midwest states, like, I don't. So he's going straight to Denver and then taking Denver just straight through Colorado, through the center, through, like, Durango and coming out into Arizona because he lives in Southern California. So he'll go through like probably like Williams or Flagstaff, and the southern tip of Utah, like Zion, St. George, pick up the 15 straight home to Murrieta, and in 3 days. And he said that she's got. She's got a final at 3 o'clock. So at 4:59, he's gonna be on the road, you know? Like, Jesus Christ. Like, well, you gotta move that final. Maybe take it the night before, take it that morning. Get on the road, because it's time to go, man. Traveling, going, just go. Guys don't, when they get in a car, man, they want to go, and they go. And, excuse me, sorry. They just don't want to fuck around, you know? Sightseeing isn't really an option. Even stopping off to use the restroom is barely an option. I pissed in a Gatorade jug one time while I was driving with my lady. It was so bad, I think she threw up. I was a little dehydrated. But what are you gonna do? You know, we were coming back from Half Moon Bay, and I had to get to work. I was on my way back. We'd spent the weekend in Half Moon Bay, and must have had some wine, or I don't know, the night before. So I was a tad dehydrated, and but I had to go, and we were in some bumper-to-bumper traffic going, I think, coming into Tracy, California. The town's so bland, they named it after a cow. And I had to go, but I couldn't stop. I had to get to work. So I had an empty Gatorade bottle. And in an effort to be as resourceful as I could, I filled that thing up. And it was like... I still remember how warm... I mean, it was pretty warm, you know? It was like a... It was like hot sake, you know? My lady just... I handed it over to her, and she was like, oh. Like, her gag reflex just kicked in. That was enough. So, So Mike's getting back, I guess, the 3rd of May? 4th of May? May the 4th? May the 4th be with you. And, May 5th, we're tackling the highest elevation in lower 48. And that's how you should do it. You know, it's kind of a Nims Persia thing, you know. It's kind of like, you know, you go hard, you play hard, you work hard, and you play hard, and you work hard. Then you work hard, and then you play hard, right? Just like old Nims Persia. He's out... drinking the night before he's going to go up Annapurna or K2 or one of those fucking crazy ass Indian mountains in the Himalayas, you know. Like, and that's another thing. This is another one of you motherfuckers. This is a guy that partied the night before. Then he's hungover and he's tackling one of the 14 8K, 8,000 meter peaks that exists. So who am I to be bitching and whining that I gotta hit Mount Whitney with some snow on it, right? Like, let's go. The only logistical question or conundrum or riddle is I'm gonna be working the day before till probably 8 o'clock, and then I'm just fucking getting in a vehicle and I'm gone. I'm zipping down south, picking up the boy. Excuse moi. And picking him up like a thief in the night. 9:30-ish. And then we're headed from there. We go south for another 3 hours. So we get in 12:30. Yeah. Now we're on the clock. Because I've got a 1 day pass May 5th for 24 hours. I've got midnight May 4th to midnight May 5th. So if I'm getting in at 12:30, I'm already on the clock. I've already punched in. It's fucking go time. You know, I got no time for a hotel. There's no hotel. I'm not hoteling it. What the fuck are we? Are we tourists? What are we going to get a keychain there? We're going to get a fucking, you know. I went to fucking Mount Whitney or my parents went to Mount Whitney and all I got was this dumb t-shirt. Like, no, I'm not there to make friends. It's go time. So me and the boy, and then Mike will be coming up from the south. Yeah, I don't know. He was sounding a little hesitant, little dicey. See, it's raining right now. This is more precipitation just added to the mountain, added to the snow, adding more snow as we speak. It's the end of March, man, and I got 5 weeks. I got 5 weeks. So whatever's dropping right now will turn to snow in the Inyo County Mountains of Mount Whitney in the Sierra Nevadas. And that shit's gotta, it's gotta reduce it some. It's gonna reduce a little, but not enough. It just keeps coming. This is it. This is the test. This is the test. This is the shit, man. This is what you fucking go to REI for, to go, you know, go stroke yourself over some overpriced junk and go talk to those burnouts up at the register who still can't figure out email and shit like that. Like, yeah, man, like, you're gonna what? Do what, bro? Like, wow, bro. Nice, man. I remember when I was, you know, back in the 70s, man, I did that kind of stuff, man. My old lady was with, well, she was kind of like, we were on the outs at the time, man, but it was a good time. We had a good, I don't, what, you talking about Mount Whitney? Oh no, maybe I haven't, no, I don't think I've done that one, man. But, yeah, I'm going to talk to these kooks at REI. I'm going to line up the equipment. I got a lot of work to do. But that's why I say, you know, what else are you going to do? You going to go home, sit at home, stare at the wall, watch reality TV reruns? Nope. No, man, it's go time. You know, this is the good shit. These are the experiences, man. This is what you do every other month. That's what I was talking about a couple podcasts ago. Every other month, you have a duty to yourself to mix it up, to shake it up. Every other month, you want some. If you look at it in terms of like, I was listening to Peter Attia. He has this book out on longevity, Secrets of Longevity. He's an MD. And the physical aspects as well as the, just preparing for, preparing yourself in every possible way. And he was talking about some calendar that he said, there's a company that you can send away, or you fill out this information online, I guess, right? Like, how long do you expect to live? Like, say you expect, you want to live 88 years, right? And you're 52. So they're going to make a calendar that's going to start from your 52nd year to your 88th year. And then each week you've got to cross off and shade in and block out that week that you just did. And then you can see week to week, how many weeks is that? How many weeks is that left? And you're literally counting down to the, well, to the end, you know, this is it, right? The end. And it really puts into perspective, like, what you got left to do and how. And so you look at it, you break it down in those terms, and it's like, I better get going, man. I don't want to, you know, I want to look back on this. I want to leave something. I want to leave a stamp behind that said, you know, this fucker did this, and he did this, and he did this, and he, you know, he took his kids, and the, you know, and his, you know, he made some memories with the kids, and he was here this month, and then 2 months later he was here, and 2 months later he was here, and 2 months later, like, this guy got around. This motherfucker got around, you know. He's got some stories to tell, some good shit. Not a wasted moment, you know. Optimizing your time, because if you break it down in terms of a calendar and how many weeks you got left, you may not want to confront that. I don't know. Yeah, it's to be like, fuck, man, what have I done? You know, what have I accomplished? What have I got left? How much time do I got left? How much more can I get done? How many, you know, and just optimize that time. Fucking, there's no time. This ain't, like the talking head said, this ain't no party. This ain't no disco. This ain't no fooling around. No time for Mud Club or CBGB. I ain't got time for that now. Dun 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 dun. All right. So, with that in mind, I'm gonna wrap it up here for you. I'll talk at you later. Arrivederci, baby.